Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What in the heck is going on?
Oh, man. Here we are. I finally got here. Been walking for 3.5 months from the New York Metro. The 94 WIP afternoon show is whole. Here we are. Now, the thing I'm going to have to figure out, Ike, is if your name goes first, I introduce you before I say my name. Is that how it works?
No, you don't have to do that.
Okay.
You don't have to do that.
I'm Spike Eskin.
Yes.
That is Ike Reese.
Yes.
In the other room is Jack Fritz.
Yes.
And we are the WIP afternoon show.
Yes, we are.
It was announced January 17th. And mm-hmm. Here we are, April 16th. Is it April 16th?
It is.
And the show is whole. So for now, I have promised Ike 10 years. We will be here for 10 years and not a day more to get Ike to retirement. That is the goal.
At least a decade, brother.
Yeah, we don't have the name of the show yet, though I know Jack's name may or may not be in it. Ike's name will be first, and eventually we will have a name. Jack, you're good for 10 years to get Ike to retirement?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. That's
one day at a time.
One day at a time is right. So, coming up at 2:30 or thereabouts, we have Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman to do their pre-draft press conference. Of course, the draft is next week. And I've been listening to you guys for the last few months. You're talking about, you know, the offseason and what you want for the Eagles. I've heard you talk about the draft. And I feel like everybody is fixated on the wrong thing. Everybody, you with the offense are Mr. Weapons. You wanted Saquon Barkley. You want to keep AJ. We locked up Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy about that. And you talking about the defense. The thing that I feel like everybody is talking about the sexy stuff and not talking about what wins games for the Eagles, especially over the last decade as they have had success. The thing that has won games for the Philadelphia Eagles is football guy stuff, trench stuff. The offensive line. I think about that 2017 team that won the Super Bowl in 2018, and I think about their weapons and all the points they scored. But from a weapons standpoint, that team really can't hold a candle to this team right here. This team has more talent, weapons-wise, than that team did. The difference with that team is we were sure that they had the best offensive line in football. And this offseason, of course, we saw the retirement of Fletcher Cox, but the other one, the one that happened first, was Jason Kelce. We all gave Jason Kelce's flowers. We're all very happy that he has his podcast. We all celebrate his amazing career. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time Eagle. But for me, losing Jason Kelce is catastrophic. It's the one constant on the offense over the last decade that we could be sure of. Jason Kelce is anchoring the offensive line. And when thinking about the draft later on this month, I need them to think about the offensive line first. So whether that is a guard in the first round, whether that is a center and moving Juergens over to guard in the first round, every important asset they have has to be shoring up the offensive line so we can make sure everything else works. For Jalen Hurts to succeed, offensive line's got to be right. For Saquon Barkley to succeed, offensive line's got to be right. For A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith to get the receptions they want, the offensive line's got to be right. And we lost the most important player on the team this offseason and don't seem like we've addressed that at all. We just think the guys that are here. And that just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
And using a first round pick on an edge rusher or a cornerback or a wide
those
receiver.
Those would be terrible ideas.
Okay. It just feels like it's not the right thing.
Terrible ideas.
I know it's boring. Nobody wants to take a guard.
Yeah.
Let's be boring and win instead of being sexy and lose.
Okay. Well, listen, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Strap on the seatbelt.
Okay.
Yeah, strap on your seatbelt. This thing gets hot and heavy from to time.
Okay.
And first, especially when you come in suggesting that we should take a guard in the first round.
Take a guard.
No, nobody's taking a guard. In the first round. It's a terrible idea.
I'm sorry, I'm a football guy.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure everybody would be okay with making a safe pick at guard. You know why? Because it's hard to screw that pick up. It's not that it makes you a Super Bowl contending team. Like, taking a guard, putting him between the center and the tackle, there's less chance that that guy is going to have a negative impact on your performance and your results. That's why that position gets helped as much as it does. So I'm not trying to say the position doesn't matter. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that the Eagles are better equipped to address that position later in the draft, preferably the third round on down, because I would use the first three picks on defensive players. That's what I would do. That's where they lack the most talent. You win championships by having the most talented players on your team. Our offense is set. It's set. It's set. You could put me in their guard, and I guarantee we still win 11 games.
Well, I don't know about that. They won 11 games last year. They had professionals at guard.
I know. Don't take me literal.
Okay.
Don't take me literal. Just understand.
My
point is that you can put a third rounder, a fourth rounder, even a fifth round guard in there. You don't need to use draft capital on a first round pick with the first round pick on a guard. We're missing a premier edge rusher. We're missing playmakers in the secondary. And I'm not talking about guys that I feel will come in and start from day one is going to help you win a Super Bowl. We've done that. We've addressed the guys I think they're going to have significant impact on us winning a championship next year. We addressed that in free agency. So now it's about adding talent at positions you lack talent, particularly from a priority standpoint. It's not just for this year. It's for the following year. It's for next year as well. I got an opportunity to get one of the best corners, one of the best edge rushers, and add them to this defense. Hell, I would even consider linebacker at that position. The Eagles won't consider it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they won't consider it, but I would. When I look at this football team, I got no worries on the offensive side of the ball. We need to start fixing this defense.
You basically have one offensive lineman for two positions that you're sure of, right? You have Juergens.
I'm sure of the entire line.
Really?
Yes. And here's why I'm sure of the entire line. Let's start with Jeff Stoutland. I trust his eye for talent. I trust his ability to coach up guys. The man took someone they drafted in the seventh round who had never played football before. And he's a starting left tackle in this league that's already on his, third contract?
It did take a few years for him to get there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're going to compete for a Super Bowl next year.
But that's at the left tackle position. That's the most difficult position. So imagine what he can do with a guard. So I'm more on the defensive side of the ball. I just am. I think taking a lineman is the safe pick. I'm not telling you it's a bad pick. I think it's a safe pick and it's overkill. At some point, you got to trust your scouting department. You have to be able to identify talent on the defensive side of the ball, playmakers, and you had an opportunity to draft three of the best 53 players in the draft. Three of them with the first three picks. First three picks should be on defense. This defense, where is that? I got talent aplenty on the offense. Where are the guys defensively that I'm so keyed in on? I got one guy. Then after I tell you the one guy that we all agree on, everybody else is, we're going to talk ourselves into this guy, that guy, that guy, that guy.
I don't know. They've used some picks on defense over the last couple of years. Don't seem to have worked out all that well.
This is true.
Okay.
This is true.
Do you want an offensive guard in the first round? 215-592-9494. Or take a center. Shore up the offensive. I don't care if it's safe. Safe is good. I'm happy with safe. Coming up at 2:30, Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, maybe they'll just answer this question for us.
Who are you taking?
Who are you taking? Elliot was asking me what I should what he should ask him. Just ask him who they're taking. Simple. 215-592-9494. That's coming up at 2:30 next on the afternoon show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.